I stand here with a humble heart, a heart that is full of love for this work, for you people who are here and who are listening. At our last conference 6 months ago, as I stood here by President Hinckley, he encouraged me to wave to you. And I used all the energy that I had. I've heard from some people who thought I was waving a farewell. But I've come here today to indicate to you and to tell you I'm back. And I don't have anyone else pushing my arm for me. I understand the power of prayer and of faith and devotion and acknowledging precious witnesses from heaven. And so as I stand here today just to bear my testimony and say hello to you, I'm hoping that by another conference I'll be totally healed and able to do what I'm asked to do. God lives. He is our Father in heaven. Eliza R. Snow, who wrote some of our famous music, particularly sacrament music, wrote the words, "How great the wisdom and the love that filled the courts on high." Just run that through your mind for a second, because we were there. How great the wisdom and the love that filled the courts on high, that sent the Savior from above to suffer, bleed, and die. And we chose to come here. And so we're here assembled in this vast auditorium where we can speak to each other and bear witness and bear testimony. And so I assure you that in those sleepless nights that I've had at times, when you attempt to solve all of your problems and to make new resolutions of things that need to be done, and you have heavenly thoughts that lift you, God, our Heavenly Father, loves us as we should love Him. And He selected His Son, Jesus the Christ, to come to earth and institute and bring the gospel of Jesus Christ, of which is the name of this church, which we bear witness to, and which I'm honored to stand and bear witness of today, of the foundation of this church, and our love for President Hinckley, who leads us today. The gospel is true. I know it. I'm a witness of it. In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, amen.